You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Hello, this is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast show, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Black.
And I'm Damien Sassauer.
And there is a big feud now that's even getting hotter between the PGA and LIV. And according to our reporting, that has now boiled over with 9/11 families dragged into the middle of these legal battles. And with us is our own Bloomberg Eric Larson, who wrote the article about this. Eric, first of all, thanks for talking to us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, what has happened? What is the latest here? This feud has gone up to another level, and now it involves the 9/11 families?
Yeah, you know, as you said, this has been an ongoing, you know, antitrust case between PGA and LIV, where, of course, LIV is accusing PGA of monopolistic behavior. So this 9/11 angle really kind of came out of nowhere, although it's not too much of a surprise since it all kind of is related. But LIV had issued a subpoena to PGA's public relations firm, a company called Clout Public Affairs that has offices in Washington. So they wanted to get documents and communications from PGA's PR firm that they thought they could use in their antitrust case. But Clout, fired back in a court filing a couple of days ago, challenging the subpoena on the grounds that LIV was allegedly using the subpoena to, quote, build an intelligence file, unquote, on families of 9/11 victims who've been critical of the kingdom and its professional golf circuit. So it's a pretty explosive claim. And of course, a lot of those 9/11 families have been protesting against this golf circuits at some of their locations. So there was already that anger there. But now this PR firm is accusing LIV of essentially trying to help Saudi Arabia gather intelligence on some of its biggest critics in the U.S., these 9/11 victims' families.
So, Eric, you know, for our audience, can you shed a little bit of light on Clout, on their president, David Polansky, who I believe served as Ted Cruz's chief of staff and was also a senior advisor to Scott Walker's 2016 presidential campaign. I think they also have another employee, their COO, Samantha Davis, worked at the EPA during the Trump administration. Now, we all know, you know, LIV Golf plays some of its matches at Trump's golf courses here in the U.S. I wonder, like, what's going on here? Is there something deeper and more sinister that we're not seeing?
Well, I think that's definitely what's being alleged on both sides here, that there's something sinister going on. You know, the PGA claims that LIV is trying to, you know, quote, sports wash its reputation to try to rehabilitate its image in the U.S., of course, after the 2001 terror attacks, after the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And, you know, even as this public relations firm pointed out, even Saudi Arabia is helping of Russia in terms of energy prices after the invasion of Ukraine. So they claim that this whole LIV tournament is just an economic money loser for Saudi Arabia. And the only reason it's doing it is to rehabilitate its image. And of course, LIV said the PGA is being sinister here by propping up these 9/11 families to protest LIV tournament events and smear its image that way. So you have these allegations coming on both sides. But when you talk about this Clout Public Affairs firm, it's, you know, as you say, it has these connections to ex-chief of staff to Ted Cruz and the like. So it is kind of an interesting company that I'm actually trying to learn more about. But it clearly has some clients who are opposed to Saudi Arabia, like a lot of politicians, you know, are. But what one of their clients is called 9/11 Justice, and they're the families of 9/11 victims. And so you have that connection with this public relations firm, and you and Liv now wants to see all these documents and communications as well, not just involving PGA, but involving 9/11 Justice.
Yeah, I mean, Eric, I mean, that's exactly where I was going with this. I mean, 9/11 Justice, I mean, do you think that the PGA selected Clout specifically for its work with 9/11 Justice? Because, you know, that's kind of, I think, what's being insinuated here, no?
Well, I'm reluctant to say exactly what I think, but certainly I don't think that it would be unusual.
Right.
I think that the Clout Public Affairs is saying that there's nothing strange about PGA and 9/11 Justice working together, because PGA has said that its reasoning for being so anti-Liv, you could say, is that it does not want U.S. golf, professional golf, to be tainted by Saudi Arabia's human rights abuses. So in a way, it would sort of make sense for PGA to work with families because they're on the same page. Whether or not there's something sinister about that, you know, I guess that potentially is something that a judge might decide. But, you know, one could also argue it's just a First Amendment issue. In fact, that's what Clout Public Affairs is arguing, that this subpoena violates its First Amendment right to associate with its client. If you want to talk about what definitely is sinister, I think we can say that 9/11 was sinister, right, and so was the murder of Khashoggi.
Of course.
So, I mean, it's kind of leaned a little harder against Saudi Arabia just based on the facts here, and that's kind of PGA's point.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
Well, this takes another interesting angle, because in a few months, we're going to be playing the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, and the Masters have said, okay, we're going to allow the top players who are either former champions of the Masters and the top players on the list in golf who are with Liv to play in the Masters.
There's going to be a fight.
This takes an interesting turn.
Fist fight on the driving range.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's kind of what Liv has accomplished, sort of its goal here, right? It is inserted itself into this massive popular industry. Of course, you know, Donald Trump's properties hosted Liv events, and it got even more political in that context. But sports washing, this term, you know, it has been successful in lots of different ways. I mean, just look at what happened with the World Cup. You had years of allegations of bribery and forced labor and things like this, and then all the other things that happened during the event itself. And it just ended up being, you know, a success, if not for Qatar's team, at least for Qatar. So it is a successful way for sort of authoritarian countries to assert themselves on the world stage.
Well, Eric, I think also we can't disagree on the fact that it's also been kind of successful in pushing the PGA down a road it probably wouldn't have thought about going down just a few months back, right? I mean, now they're having, I mean, the Century Tournament, I mean, that's a smaller field with a bigger payout for PGA players, only, you know, 38 players, you know, it gives them a better chance of winning money. And so, you know, obviously there's change coming to the PGA as well. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I agree with you. Michael, what do you think?
No, I agree with you. And it brings up so many angles involved. And I just think that, let me put it this way. All that money that they're offering these golfers, and we can sit back because nobody's offering me any money like this, you know, and we can say, hey, you know, I'm not going to play and live. But someone comes to me and says, tell you what, we're going to offer you $50 million a year to broadcast, but you're going to be doing it in Saudi Arabia. you put in that dilemma, I kind of go back to the old quiz show scandal thing where, you know, they were getting the answers, but they're getting paid a lot of money. And the question comes down to, well, what would you do? So, you know, Eric, I guess that's what it comes down to with these golfers.
Absolutely. And of course, I don't think that that's why it gets a little dry when you get it into court, because these judges are going to be looking at it in a just very straightforward way about whether or not PGA is a monopolist. And in the case of this, you know, public relations firm, whether or not it has to hand over all of its communications with 9/11 victims to LIV. So it's going to come down to the law here. But I do appreciate your point about sort of the morals of all of this as well, which really people have to decide on their own.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those deals where this feud is going to continue for a while. And, well, let me put it this way. Do you see any hope of LIV and the PGA existing now like cats and dogs?
I mean, to be honest, if you look at PGA in terms of the market control that it has, and if you just look at LIV as just another industry entrant, it's hard to not imagine that there's room for more for another big player like PGA, right? I mean, I'm not an expert on that, but it does seem like there might be some beef to anyone claiming that PGA has too much market share, too much market control. LIV could be making a valid point while also engaging in sports washing. Both could be true.
Our own Bloomberg's Eric Larson, and an excellent article. If you want to check it out, go on the Bloomberg Terminal. And you can check it out. PGA LIV golf court feud boils over with 9/11 families dragged in. Eric, thank you so much for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thank you.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. Catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And I'm at D Sassauer.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.